Greetings, Starshbase family. Happy, happy new year to everyone that's tuned in. Man, the year 2023. Wow. I want to say happy February to everyone. I mean, this is my first episode for the year and I'm excited about that. Yeah, I didn't get to record anything in January and I was like, wow, I can't let February start without putting something out. So I'm super excited, especially because this week it's just been off to a better start for me than previous weeks. Of course, that would be previous weeks in January. So I'm just so grateful to God. We have completed one whole month in the year so far, and I truly, 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 truly hope, you know, that it was terrific for you. And if it wasn't, I would just say fret not, you know, because you have at least 11 more months to experience the grace of God, greatness in all forms, and, you know, all that you desire. So just faith it until you make it. That's what I try to do. All right, so today's topic is a little interesting, and I think it is very fitting, especially, you know, being the first episode of the year. And of course, it's just me that you'll be listening to for the next probably 30 minutes, or if it is even that long, I don't know. But I promise to make it something that makes sense for you, something that, you know, you will be able to listen more than one time. At least that is my hope. So, how many of you are living right now or experiencing something right now that was once a desire? You know, yeah. I mean, I can relate to that. And I'm just wondering how many of you can. Because from saying that, I'm sure at least one person that is listening to me right now can relate to that. You know, excluding me, because I already can relate. But then life really has a way of, you know, when this happens to us, like we're living or experiencing something that we once desired, life has a way, right, of, you know, just having us looking for the next thing. So, you know, you're looking for the next thing that's on your list. And so we do not take the time to express gratitude or to fully enjoy that which is happening now, right? Like I said, because we're just really busy looking at the next thing that's on our list to say, okay, so we can tick, 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 tick. And we do that, we're really disregarding that what is happening now was once a prior point. And if we don't stop from doing that, trust me, we're setting up ourselves for danger. Right? And with that being said, I want you to stop for a minute or two, or however long it takes. I just want you to stop and think about it with me. Because reality is something like that will steal our joy. It will make you feel as though you're not progressing. You're not moving forward. You know, you start comparing yourself to others. And you'd also feel like things aren't happening for you when that is not true. It is not true because you are literally enjoying something that was once a prior point, like I said. So just stop for a moment and think about it. And that is what living in the moment means. That is what being present means. So when you are actually present, you realize that there's a time when you did not have what you have now or what you have today. There was a time when you didn't feel how you feel today. You know, and there was a time when you weren't in the place that you're in now. What does that mean? It simply means that you are progressing. Yes, that's what it means. And for you to live a healthy and happy life, or for us, because I'm including myself, to live a healthy and happy life, we must slow down and live in the present. And that's what we're talking about today on Touchbase Podcast with Chantal McIntosh. Soon come back.
Hi, this is Oshane Mays, and you're tuned in to Tosh Bass with Chantal.
All right, so by now, some of you, everyone, you know, You probably heard about the importance of mindfulness. You know, you see quotes about be mindful, be present, or, you know, that sort of thing. So you probably know about the importance of mindfulness or just living in the moment. So what that pretty much means is that instead of us stressing about the challenges that we're going to face tomorrow, you know, because we're not there yet, being in the moment then, or being mindful, really allows us to appreciate the simple pleasures in life. And that's why peace of mind is so important, right? So being present, it really ensures that we are still completely enjoying life, despite how fast, you know, it is going by. But, you know, it's just slowing down and taking it one step at a time. So being in the present moment can also mean that we're aware and mindful of what is happening at this very moment. We're not going to 5 o'clock. If it's 2 o'clock, no, we're talking about what's happening at 2 o'clock. You get what I'm saying? So we are not distracted by the mistakes from the past, or we're not, or even the worries about the future, but we're centered on the here and now, what's happening now. That's what it means to be living in the present moment, or to be present. Cool. So I wanted to share some quotes with you that I got from some people online, of course. And for example, Abraham Maslow says that the ability to be in the present moment is a major component of mental wellness. And we all know how important mental wellness is, especially, you know, in the period that we're in now. Deepak Chopra says that life gives you plenty of time to do whatever you want to do if you stay in the present moment, because there's just so much to capture. There's just so much to appreciate in the present moment, right? Yeah. Oprah Winfrey says that whatever has happened to you in your past has no power over this present moment, because life is now. That's beautiful. Life is happening now. And the last one is a quote that I wrote. I mean, yeah. And it says, you must be attentive and present, lest you become ungrateful. In other words, only those who are not attentive are ungrateful. So think about it. So at any time that, you know, any point in time in your life, you know, somebody has told you that, oh, well, you're ungrateful, it means that you aren't attentive, and you need to stop and think back to see what you have done, what you have neglected, to see why people are saying that about you. So yeah. I mean, I like my quote too. It's not just because I wrote it, but I like it. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to leave with you from those quotes. You can just think about it. And there are several other ones that you can find to reflect on. Cool. But I'm going to leave with you three tips that I think would definitely help you for staying present, or just living in the moment. Present moment, of course. And these are things that I try to practice, especially the first one, right? So the first one is writing a journal, or journaling, right? And we're living in a modern world now, so journaling doesn't necessarily have to be a physical book. Like most of the things that I write, sometimes it's in my notes on my phone or my laptop. So whatever it is that you have to compile your thoughts, I think is considered as, you know, journaling. So yeah, writing a journal. And this, of course, is a really good method that you can use to pay attention to your thoughts. Journaling is also good, or famous, for promoting mental health and also relieving stress. It promotes, you know, free writing, because you're really just writing what comes to your mind. And you can always go back through it to see what you want to omit, edit, add, that sort of thing. So it's just free writing. It's just you jotting down whatever comes to your mind. And that's just beautiful. Sometimes when I write some things that just comes to my mind and I look over it, I'm like, I wrote this, you know, that sort of thing. So it gives you joy, I would say. And you can also find, if you're somebody who wants the physical stuff, you can also find free writing ideas or tips online, that sort of thing. There are some journals that actually come with prompts, you know, that they might ask you, how was your day? What are you grateful for today? That sort of thing. You can find those to kind of, you know, try to pull the thoughts out of your mind and then put them on paper or even write them, you know, type it on your tablet or your laptop or whatever. So I think that is a very good one that helps you to stay mindful and that sort of thing. And you may also find that once you start free writing or just writing what comes to your mind, you will have a lot of ideas. Like I said before, sometimes I write some things and I'm just wondering, where did this come from? I can't believe I wrote that because it's so profound, you know? Yes. So many things really can come to your mind that might be challenging. But when you realize that you write it down and you go over it, you realize that it actually makes sense and it actually shapes how you move forward. And I think that really helps you to learn to be more mindful of your thoughts and to just think more slowly and document it. Cool. So that's the first tip I would say, journaling. Very important. The next tip I would recommend is listening carefully. Oh gosh. When I tell you that sometimes you are listening to somebody just to respond, I don't know if it happens to everybody, but it has happened to me before. And that's just not the best way. And we know that most people love to talk, but very few like to listen. And listening is even a very good skill to have. You know, it's beyond living in the moment. It is very, it's a very good skill to have that can take you really far. So sometimes we want to share ideas, you know, how we feel, what we desire, and what great things we want to accomplish. Yet sometimes people seem to need to listen more carefully or more properly. You get what I'm saying? Because listening carefully will pretty much help you to learn new things, of course, and it will also help the person that's talking to you to feel good. Because come on, if you're talking to somebody, you'd want them to listen to you too. And it also allows you to be fully present and focus on the current moment. And that's what we are pressing into, you know, so early in the year, we're saying, let's be present. Let's live in the current moment. And also, you know, when you consciously listen or carefully listen to your loved ones, you can pretty much silence some of the thoughts about the past or the future. And instead, you know, you just focus on what they have to say because, you know, you're focusing on them. You're giving them your full attention. And this is very good to help with conversations and that sort of thing. So this will not only help you to stay in the present moment, but you will also benefit or it will also benefit your relationships in the long run. Like I say, this can really help you in also in your career as well, if you're a good listener or you listen carefully. And how can you really listen carefully? I think you can do this by just genuinely caring, really, about the person that is talking to you so that you will be able to listen passionately. You know what I'm saying? Perhaps as much as you would passionately want to speak to someone, also try to listen passionately. Or think about the feelings you get when someone is genuinely listening to you. You feel good, right? So just try to make somebody else feel that way by just carefully listening, passionately listening, and just, you know, lock into what they're saying so you can learn something and you can even better help them. The relationship will also grow. And with listening, I think it's also important for you to know when to share your perspective or personal stories when someone is actually sharing, you know, stuff with you. And I say that because sometimes, you know, somebody might tell you something and then you just start, before you even respond to what they're saying, you start telling them when, you know, about a time when that happened to you. And sometimes that might not be the best response. Sometimes it helps because some people would feel comfortable and vulnerable to know that, okay, you trust them enough to tell them that you went through this as well. But you have to read the person that you're talking to or listening to know when to share it. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to overshare to try to belittle their feelings. You understand? So I just think you should just know when to share those personal stuff, you know, and try not to interrupt, but listen first. And then after that, your response will definitely come naturally. And if it doesn't, you know, just take a break to reflect on everything that they said. And I'm sure taking a break is way better than interrupting the person or even not listening carefully at all. That's what I think. The third one that I want to point out is, man, this one is hard, but it is, I think it's a really good tip to help to stay present, and that is stop worrying. You know, it's very hard. Just like forgiveness is hard, but it's doable, right? And it also helps you in the long run. So if you focus too much on tomorrow, you really won't be able to enjoy today. Think about it truly, you know? So we have to recognize that it will still happen. Whatever it is that we're worrying about, it will still happen. Whether you worry or not, it will still happen. And since worry or worrying has never really helped anyone, I mean, I've never met anyone that it has helped. If it has helped you, let us know. There might not be anybody. I don't think it has helped anyone. So instead of worrying, just focus your attention in another direction. Focus your attention on other things that could possibly help you to come out of this situation. And speaking of that, you know, I saw a post on Instagram last week that resonated with me so well. Where's my phone? Let me see if I can find it and read it to you guys. All right, yeah, here it is. So it says, you're constantly worrying about the next part of your life without realizing that you're right in the middle of what you used to look forward to. I'm going to read it again. You're constantly worrying about the next part of your life without realizing that you're right in the middle of what you used to look forward to. And if you really stop and think about it, you'd realize that's true. And you'd realize that worrying just doesn't help us. And, you know, instead just focus your energy on something else, because you're going to get there, especially if it is meant for you. And I'll give you a personal, example. So right now, in this present moment that I'm talking to you, or a couple of days before, because I'm not so bad this week. This week is really off to a good start. But a couple of days before, or weeks before, you know, I would just be sitting and just worried whether or not I have what it takes, or I have what is within me, or if I just have anything at all, the strength, whatever, vigor, anything you want to call it. I've just been worried, sick, wondering if I have whatever that is that I need to complete my PhD program. And until I saw the post that I just read to you, and I remember that indeed there was a time when I was praying for the opportunity to do a PhD, and a time when I was just really hoping I would be able to fulfill that dream, because it has been a dream of mine. And if you really think about it, or if I think about it, which I did, I'm in the middle of that dream now. Yet I was still worrying. You get what I'm saying? So when I saw that post, it pushed me to change my mindset, to be honest, because I'm in my final year and it's been a journey. So worrying at this point is not helping me. What I need to do is to channel that energy into whatever strength or whatever else I need to finish. That's where I need to channel all that energy, so that I can finish well and strong instead of worrying, right? And like I said, that post really pushed me to change my mindset. And it also helped me to kind of reflect on some scriptures in the Bible. Like one of them that talks about being confident of the fact that God has begun, you know, because God has begun a good work in you, he's going to carry it out to completion. I think that's Philippians 1 verse 6. Whatever God started in you, he's going to carry it out to completion. And I know that, you know, God has been with me from the beginning. So, you know, why would he leave me now? Yeah. So that helps also to kind of reduce the worrying, or just get rid of it. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, this week has been really positive. Yeah. Let me put it that way. And there's another scripture. Everybody's supposed to know this one. You know, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. You know, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so most times when I feel worried or down, I think about that to say, imagine, you know, God, yeah, you thought about me before I was even born, because that's what the Bible tells us, right? And you have a plan for me, and I'm walking in that plan. I'm walking in your purpose for my life and stuff like that. So yeah, why do I think that I won't finish this program? And so honestly, that helps me to relax my mind, stop worrying, and just really try to find the energy wherever I need to find it from to complete this thing, because it was once a prior point and I'm in the middle, closer to the end than the middle that is. you know, in wrapping this thing up. So yeah, it is not easy though, but the point is there are adequate tools, whether it's scripture, whether it's prayer, whether it's confession, it's quotes, whatever, you know, whether it's talking to a friend, whatever. There are adequate tools that can help us to, you know, to get over this, and we just need to tap into it to stay more mindful. Yeah. With that being said, I want to leave with you some benefits of mindfulness, or some benefits of living in the moment. Number one, it improves your relationship with others, especially if you listen carefully. Can you imagine that person would feel really comfortable to come back and talk to you? And like I say, you may never know where it takes you, especially in career, you know, especially career-wise. It also reduces stress. Yeah, so you don't have to think too much tomorrow at all until you get there. Not that you wouldn't prepare, but preparation can be done without stress. Let's put it that way. So it reduces stress. It also improves your ability to focus, especially if you have a list of things to do for today. You'll focus on those tasks so that you can move on, right? It also helps to manage your anxiety if you have anxiety issues, right? And it also helps you to be grateful, to express gratitude. And there are several quotes, including the Bible, that tells us that in everything, give thanks. And always give thanks, irrespective of your situation. The more you can praise your way out of your situation. And praise, you know, has to do with thanksgiving as well. So the more thankful you are, the more blessings that you're attracting to you. So yeah, it also helps you to express gratitude. And in addition to that, being present can also help you to appreciate enjoyable experiences. And so when you're having a bad day, or if you're having a bad day, because they will come, you can reflect and you can remember that there was a time when you were happy because this was going on and that sort of thing. And it would have happened because you enjoyed that moment thoroughly, so that you can even recall it. And that will also help you to know that whatever you're going through today, it won't last. It's just temporary and you will get out of the situation. Yeah, so imagine if you're not being present and enjoying those moments. When the bad moments and the low moments come, what are you going to use to get you out of it? You get what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I hope you do. Also, pay attention when you're with your loved ones. So, you know, if somebody's talking to you, you can put on the phone a little bit and you know, just lock into that. And just spend a lot of time and create memories and that sort of thing. I think that's very, very important. Also, focus entirely on tasks or chores. You know, make small lists and get it done and move on. And the last one, last tip that being present can help you with is to soothe racing thoughts or overthinking, or even, I want to add another one, comparison. You know, comparing yourself to others, overthinking that, oh, you're not good enough, you're going to fail, this, that, or trying to race past what you have to do today to get to tomorrow, when what you're doing today will help you to better prepare for tomorrow. So that simply means let's just slow down. Let's just try to be present. Let's try to be appreciative and understand that everybody have their own race. Stay in your lane, right? Put all of the attention that you have been using to look at others, or look at other people in their lanes and that sort of thing. And just, you know, try to make yours a little bit more comfortable. Or make it a little bit more, make it into something that you would love. So yeah, these are my tips for helping you to stay present. I really hope that they've helped. You know, if it has helped you, you can let me know, whether on my Instagram page at Tosh Base Podcast, or whichever app that you're listening to. I think that they would probably allow you to comment, or you can send email at toshbasepodcast@gmail.com. There are several ways to connect with me after listening to this. So let me know what you think. And I really hope that this is positive enough for you to start the new month, the second month in the year of 2023. Just believe in yourself, believe in your goals, and just do not think about any limits. Just think that you can do everything that you put your mind to. Right? There's a popular scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's also in Philippians 4, I believe. Philippians 4, somewhere there. So just be present. Live in the moment. Appreciate today. And then when you get to tomorrow, you appreciate it too, and it will become today. So yes, appreciate every day, you know, and live, love, and love yourself, love others, and be kind, because you just never know what somebody's going through. Peace. All right, so if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.